Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Sunday, March the 7th, 2021, in this second show for the day. And I have the honor to have Charlene on, who's a biblical expert and a nurse. And she brought something to my attention that just blew my mind. So I want you to explain what we're talking about. The Pokemon and Nimrod. Go ahead, Charlene.
All right. Been asking me about what the Pope been doing over there in the Middle East. Why is he on this 40-day to weep in Tammuz? And I told him that Tammuz is Nimrod. And Tammuz is Nimrod. Nimrod is the grandson of Ham. Ham is the son of Noah, who raped Noah, sodomized him. And so what's going on here is, you can go Google this, Tammuz. According to legends, after Tammuz was slain, killed by a wild boar, he went into the underworld, hell. But through the weeping of his mother for 40 days, which is Lent, in the spring, he was mysteriously revived in the springtime, forth of the vegetation. Each year at Spring Festival celebrates 40 days after the spring equinox represented the supposed resurrection from the underworld. Some cultures involve Tammuz as the husband or lover of Samaras instead of her son. So this, he was having sex with his own mother.
Now this,
and
this
all these Christians that have been practicing Lent for hundreds of years, they do this Lent every year for 40 days, and here it is, a satanic ritual for Tammuz, which is to bring back the Nimrod, because that's what the weeping Tammuz was. She was weeping for to bring him back, and he was mysteriously brought back to life.
Now, Pokemon's... Pokemon's over there doing his 40-day visit tour of the Middle East, basically. He's in Syria, as of yesterday, the day before. And they found Nimrod's body, have they not?
Yeah, in 2003, Gilgamesh, a king, was claimed to be one-third and two-thirds God, 66.6%. There we go, 666. Very shortly after the tomb of Gilgamesh was discovered, America invaded Iraq, where it was discovered. This was back in 2003. So here they found his body in cryogenics and stasis, where he looks sleeping. And you can go Google it, and I'm trying to find it. There was videos of it. And they were showing you, he's like in a glass coffin, and he looks like he's alive. I mean, he's well preserved. And this article is saying that, are they cloning him? Nimrod's tomb found, cloning of Nimrod and Oasis underway. Okay, so are they breeding and making new Antichrist? Because Nimrod was the first Antichrist. He was the first one to rebel against God. God, after Noah, and then landed the ark, he told them to go out and multiply and fill up the earth. And Nimrod said, we're not going nowhere. We're going to build a city. We're going to build a tower. And we're going to be in one accord. And we know what happened in Babel. God came down and confounded their language. Now, it's speculation that the Tower of Babel was actually a weapon that they had made to fight God. If you go watch the movie, The Bible, they show you him climbing the mountain, or I'm sorry, the tower, and he shoots an arrow up at God into the heavens to fight, make war with God, to fight God. And God comes down, he says, let us come down and confound their language. This time when God comes down, it isn't going to be confounding these people's language. They have been this war with God since the beginning. And when he comes down this time, it's going to be the day of wrath. and all these wicked people are going to die. If you heard this show before, when I was reading out of the book of Revelation, chapter 19 and 20, or was it 21, when I, John, saw the God coming down with the new kingdom of Jerusalem coming down by out of heaven, and there's a new heaven and a new earth. That's what's so important about the earth, is God is going to set his kingdom here on earth, and we're going to dwell with him.
Yep.
See, everybody looks at this as a time of fear and being scared, but this is our Father. He created us.
Very true.
And go ahead.
Charlene?
Yeah?
Okay, now, the Antichrist, Nimrod was a giant, wasn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Now,
He got power from the fallen angels.
So he was,
they had taught him a lot of things, and if you go Google pictures of him, you'll see him, statues of him, drawings of him, He's tall, and he's got a lion under his arm, a full-grown lion under his arm.
Okay, so this cat and gator, was it Nephilim bloodline or something?
Yes.
Which is the fallen angel bloodline. They mate with humans, like it says in Genesis 6. Okay, so we got Nimrod, and we got Pokemon over here,
Catholicism.
Well, yeah, but it's one of the, I'm trying to think of the name of the religious organization, but they're Christians, but they believe that the Pope is going to play a massive role in this, in introducing the Antichrist. Do you think that's...
And that's what this tour is that he's doing. He's going on this 40-day thing to bring about, to rise up the Antichrist, because that's what this Tammuz is.
Nimrod.
And people do their research. I mean, it's not hard. Just Google Tammuz, and you're going to come up to all kinds of different things. You're going to see it's a ritual to bring back this person out of the ground, which is, and when you find out who Tammuz is, it is Nimrod.
Now, who could fight against it? It says that no one's going to be able to fight against the Antichrist, basically, in end times. He's going to declare himself to be God in Jerusalem, in the temple, wherever it's going to be. And they've already got a temple built. And we got this ceremony going on, or they're doing their ceremony going on, with Pokemon. And everybody thinks Pokemon is going to be leading in, you know, bringing in about the Antichrist. Now we got Nimrod's body in perfection, and he's a giant. He's the closest thing you get to the devil. And he's so big that he can hold a lion underneath his arm. Do you think they're going to rise Nimrod?
Nimrod was a mighty hunter of men. He was hunting humans. He was killing humans.
Okay, now question, do you think we have the technology probably to bring this guy back, or the alien technology that has been given to our government, of which, oh my God, if anybody had ever sat down with Ed Slade that worked directly with him, I could tell you stories of getting killed.
Clone it.
I'm sorry?
All you would have to do is take a couple of the cells and clone it.
Yep. And that they know that they're able to do. They're doing it in Hope, Arkansas, and they've had the technology from the aliens for years. Now, a lot of people think Atlantis was real and all that. Maybe it was. Supposedly they were cloning at that time, the technology. So every time this technology comes to a certain point and the cloning comes in, it's the end of things happen. So,
well, in the book of Enoch, when the fallen angels went to Enoch and asked him, they asked Enoch to go to God to ask for forgiveness so that they can re-enter heaven. And Enoch went to God and was talking to God. We know Enoch was—he dwelt with God. He went in the cave and he lived with God for a year. Come out one day a year and tell them what God had told them. And what happened with Enoch? One day he was gone. God took him. And so when he asked God about the angels wanted forgiveness and can they come back, and he went back and told the angels, the fallen angels. He said, no. God said, no. He told you not to go down there and mess with them people and teach them things. And what are the things they've been teaching us? What are the things they've been teaching us, Sue? Turn your kid into a tranny, which is going to send your child to hell. They cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Teaching them what? Turning people into rat people, cat people, dog people, fish people, bird people, whatever. And God told them not to be teaching these things. So, yes, we are on that timeline where we can be destroyed, because these are the same things that was going on in the day of Noah. And that's in Genesis chapter 6 when he said, just like in the day of Noah, this is the same thing that was going on then.
Yep. And now we got this Pokemon, this Nimrod. That really, after you telling me about this and bringing me aware of it, I'm like, this is going to be the Antichrist, most likely. Come on the scene.
And remember, this Pope is sitting there talking, telling all these people he believes in Jesus and he believes in God. But meanwhile, he's out there doing a satanic ritual trying to bring about Tammuz, which is Nimrod. He is so far from God, he is actually doing the devil's bidding.
Jehovah's Witnesses is the church in America that believes that the Pope plays a role. Now, the Pope did something back in October, bring world leaders together. He turns around, Pokemon, I call him, Pokemon or whatever. He turns around, he has a big summit, financial summit in January, where they're getting ready to bring a one world currency about, folks. I mean, the Jehovah Witnesses might be pretty much on target on who Pokemon really is. Now,
that's what these masks are for, Sue, because if we go along with the mask, and we'll go along with taking the mark of the beast.
And
what are they saying about if you don't take the vaccine, you can't travel, you won't be able to buy anything, you won't be able to go to the store, you won't be able to go to a football game, and we're all lined up for it.
And what's it got in it? It's got the chip in it, which is the mark of the beast that people don't see.
Well, also it has the hydrogel sensor, which changes your DNA. And they've been testing this on all these different animals. I don't know what they're injecting into you at this point, you know?
I don't know either.
I'm not supposed to be messing with these things.
But I saw a videotape, a former prosecutor friend of mine had sent me. And when I went back to get it, just an hour later, it was gone. But it was a scientist. And speaking in English out of Germany, and he's sitting there explaining the different vaccinations, the three different brands that are now manufactured, and he explained and broke it down as a scientist. He broke it down, the actual vaccinations themselves. He had a sample of each one, and he found the chip in it, and he explained, it's your credit, it's your financial, it's your military, your health, everything is going to be stored in that chip. And you're going to be buying and selling with that chip. It means a mark on you. Now, how could they get the mark in and fool all the Christians if they didn't come up with something else? Oh, it's a vaccination. It's going to help you. Now, isn't one of the plagues a third of mankind dies? Could this be from this vaccination? And I ask that because this vaccination, people are dropping dead every place. They reported on the local news. Over in Missouri, one-third of the people who took the first vaccination did not come back for their appointment to get the second vaccination. Why is that? Is it because they're friggin' dead?
What this vaccine does is once you get this injection, your body goes into total shock. Most of the people that are dying from the vaccine goes into a shock. And it shuts down your oxygen supply into your blood cells and your organs. So your organs and your vital organs are not getting oxygen, and this shock, that is, because it's an allergic shock. I read you the article the other day about it.
Yep.
The words that it describes this, and it's going to kill you. And so if you are that stupid to go and get a vaccine, look, I donate my vaccine to Black Lives Matter. Since I'm white and I'm privileged, I'm more than happy to donate my vaccine to any Black Lives Matter member that wants my vaccine.
Well, the Black Lives Matter don't represent the black people in America, I guarantee you that. They represent the Democratic Party. It's just a group of terrorists is all they are.
On our cities.
Yep, that's right. Now, why is it that 70% of the black people in America...
I'm an official that wants it. You know, the president is more than likely to have, you know, Joe Biden. I'll give him my vaccine if he wants it.
I'll give him mine. Well, I don't have
donated.
One.
I'm a Christian. Yeah.
Now, Charlene, we're at a point that if they rise Nimrod and he turns out to be the Antichrist, we'll see it very shortly, most likely, won't we?
I don't think we will, because God will protect us. But the world, remember, because we still believe in God, he's scared of us because we have the power. When Jesus died on the cross, he gave us back our dominion. Which Adam lost in the garden. And we have dominion. See, us people, we have more power than the angels. And that's why they hate us. We have the power, and we can command them. Read Psalms 91, where we have command over the angels.
Yes.
That means we even have command over the fallen angels, okay? So as long as you're righteous in God and you know your word, they can't harm us. And so the Antichrist knows this also. He's not going to come after us that are true believers and know the word. He's going to go after the people that are stupid.
And they're stupid.
Israel announced that they had the Messiah has returned, and they're not telling you who he is. Now, has this Messiah that they claim has returned, is he a clone? Is he got this Nimrod DNA in him?
My name.
Is that why Pope Francis is off doing this
ritual
for 40 days in the desert?
It's a big question I got. I guarantee you, it's a big question. When you brought that to my attention, I said, we got to do this. We got to do a show on it.
Well, I would have told you about it in the last show, but you had to hurry up and go. That's why I was telling him about. See, I told you it was a satanic ritual to Tammuz. That's what it is. It's nothing about it is Christian. And the sad thing about this whole thing is, a lot of Catholics really are good people, and they do believe in God. It's just they've been led astray. And they're being used for their bodies, their head count, and they're sacrificing and ritualizing these people to their gods. And that's what's going to happen. Who do you think Pope is going to feed these people to? Nimrod?
Probably.
He ain't going to eat no chicken. Fallen angels eat humans.
Humans, yeah. And then their followers do it. Just like Hillary. She eats human beings, drinks their blood. Hillary Clinton, folks. Hildebeest.
These sacrifices, and that's what this whole thing about the third temple is they go back to the daily sacrifices. And what were sacrifices is human sacrifices. That's why you'll be beheaded for the word of God, because you believe in God, you'll be sacrificed and be beheaded. That is a sacrifice unto the God. Okay?
I got you. Can I get wild?
Look, anybody wants to know the Bible, just ask Sue, and I'll just ask them questions or whatever, and I'll tell you what I know. If I don't know, maybe Charlie can help you. But like I told you, I was studying the Bible for 3.5 years. As you can see, I memorize scripture, and then I can pull up the scripture and read it to you, and it shows you exactly what I said it said. So I'm not a fraud, and I hope anybody that wants help or don't know God, call Sue, and he'll pray for you.
I will. Well, you brought something to my attention about the Nimrod thing.
Well, if you go look at the video, he looks alive. He doesn't even look decayed. He's like frozen in cryogenics. And then you have to think, they had cryogenics before, apparently, if they got him, if he's in cryogenics. He's in a glass coffin. He's in a glass coffin.
And he's perfect condition.
Yes. And he got red hair, and he's got a crown on. It's awesome. We should see it. It's kind of creepy.
You know, Charlene, they wouldn't even have to even clone it, I don't think. I think the technology with the aliens, based on what Ed Slade had talked to me about and others at times, and Ed was the scientist that worked for the Fallen Angels. He worked for Meyer Rothschild, and he answered to him. And he was one of the Fallen Angel-possessed human beings, one of the 200,000, as Otis said, are registered with the NSA. Otis, super spook buddy of mine, is now dead. Worked for General Flynn. But the technology to raise somebody from the dead is there with the alien technology. Okay? And they even got what's called med beds, folks. Med beds. And I've been trying to find out where they're at besides Bethesda, Maryland Hospital, Naval Base. They got one there. And med beds will heal your body of almost anything. Look up med beds. M-E-D beds. I heard there's one in Houston. I don't know. I'm trying to find for someone who needs it really bad. But if anybody's got any information on that, let me know. But they can bring people back to life, according to what Ed Slade said. And he worked at Papoose Lake, Nevada, and he made toys for the aliens and for the government. And he told me they could bring them back to life. So, I don't know. I don't know. The technology is beyond belief out here. So, with that said, you got anything else to add to it, Charlene?
No, but he does have that evil spirit in him because Ham and Ham's son, Cain, had raped Noah in Genesis chapter 9. Go read it. So they were, let's say, before the flood, they were tempted by that evil, even though God saved them and preserved them on that ark. That evil was still present with them, just like with Sodom and Gomorrah. Even though God got Lot and his family out, and we all know his wife turned and she turned into a pillar of salt. But keep reading, you'll see his two daughters, they went into a cave and they said, let us get our father drunk that we may lie with him and beget a child. And they got their father drunk and had sex with him. So that evil from being in these places, let's say Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of Noah, the evil was still present in still these people. And that's why when God comes down, and I read you Revelation 19, when God comes down and destroys the Antichrist and the false prophet, there will be a 1,000-year rule and reign. And that's when we'll be hanging with Jesus and we'll be teaching everybody. And then what happens is, after 1,000 years, Satan will be loose for a little while. And during that time, that's all these people that have never been tempted by the devil or Satan and this, they will be tempted and seduced by evil. And if they succumb, they're going to go to hell. And the reason for that is because if you read Revelation chapter 21, what happens? God comes down and he's going to set up his kingdom here, and he can't have this evil in his sight. Remember, God can't live in the presence of evil. He's holy. And so that's why we'll have them testing times, periods of times. And I hope you understand us.
I believe you gave a good explanation. Okay, Charlene. I want to thank you. Go ahead. What?
Is that good?
Oh, you did an excellent job on this. I think it's going to wake a lot of people up. This Nimrod thing and this Pokemon thing was very important.
I told you, but he's always asked all kinds of different questions, and I'm trying to get to as many as I can at one time.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And I told you it was a satanic ritual. He was doing the Weeping for Tammuz ritual, which is a satanic ritual. He wants to raise the Antichrist up from the dead.
There's a reason that Jehovah's Witnesses believe this. Now I understand how Pokemon plays the role in ushering in the the Antichrist.
So well, the Pope is supposed to be the false prophet, because a lot of people say, well, the Pope's the Antichrist. He can't be if Nimrod is, if they're trying to raise up Nimrod, and Nimrod is the Antichrist.
Yeah, well, that's what the Jehovah's Witnesses believe, that he is the false prophet.
Tells you in the Bible, what does it say? Well, I read you Revelation chapter 17. He cast who? The beast and the false prophet, and all that worship the beast and receive the mark of the beast into the fiery pit. There's two of them working together.
Yep. And they're giving everybody the mark right now with the vaccination. And they don't even know it.
The ones that survive, yeah.
Yeah, the ones that survive. And by the way,
anybody who takes the vaccine is marked for doom.
You are. Yeah, that German scientist said it's 36 to 42 months you have a complete meltdown of your immune system. You are dead if you take the two vaccination doses, or even the one they claim is a one dose now. It's to get that chip in you. And if you look at the time frame of all this bullshit pertaining to this vaccination and everything else, and you look at what's going on with Nimrod and Pokemon, oh man, we're at the wire. We're at the wire, and they're gonna.
That's why you keep asking me, how long do we have? I don't know. It could be days, it could be weeks, it could be a month, it could be a year.
It could be longer, yeah.
And we're not supposed to be guessing.
No, nobody knows the hour of the day, but we're going to be able to see these things come about and come into play, where the Antichrist rises and says that he's God Almighty, and he's in the new temple in Israel and claiming to be God. Now, there is a temple built over there in Israel, isn't there, Charlene?
Yes.
Where's it at? Tell the people where it's at.
It's in Israel. Remember they did a rededication ceremony there back in, 2018, where the Sanhedrin did a ceremony doing a sacrifice where they killed a little lamb and had it in a bucket. And they were doing the rededication ceremony. And this is an abomination unto God. God is not looking down on this. He told you when Jesus died on the cross, the time of sacrifices, he would no longer look down on them, because Jesus was the final sacrifice. And Jesus died for our sins. And you got all these Christians and stop looking at all this. And they're giving up their belief in God, looking to the sacrifices. That's what they want. They want to take you back away from Jesus. Look into the sacrifices. Look into the feast days, so that you're not looking at Jesus anymore and believing Jesus. And now you're stuck in the trap. And you're going to hell with them, because you don't believe what Jesus did for you on the cross. When he died on that cross, he gave up his life for your sins.
Yep.
And when you go back into the sacrifices, that's showing God that you don't believe that he died for your sins, when you're doing the same thing that the Jews were doing back in ancient Egypt.
Well,
any questions?
I don't have any questions, Charlene. I think you've said it all.
I told you I was studying the Bible.
I know. You're a nurse, and you were studying the Bible to become a preacher. And here you are on a radio preaching today.
So everybody needs to just get their houses in order. I hate that term, but just look, it's not hard. Just quit cussing, quit going out hoeing, quit drinking. Just stay with God. You know, that's the only way that's going to get us out of here. And you heard the 144,000, but if you keep reading, it says, and many others.
Yep, yep.
So, and many others mean who? Many other people. It's not just 144,000. Those are just the tribes. And I told you, I didn't want to get into it with Charlie on it, because I talked to you about the 12 tribes of Israel. And that we forgot our history, who we were. We were kicked out of Israel because we started doing this same crap that they're doing now, going back into sacrificing and sacrificing our children into the fiery arms of the god Moloch. And God expelled us from Israel. And if you go read Josephus, who is a Jewish scholar, he tells you that he found us and we were in Parthia. And from Parthia, we went into Europe. And when they found us in Europe, they start killing us and crucifying us again. And that's when America started opening up. Go watch Rabbi Abraham Finkelstein. He tells you the same thing. That's when the Americas opened up and we had to go to Plan B.
And that interview with Rabbi Finkelstein's on the front of my website, folks.
I suggest everybody go watch it and go watch The Key of David, what most people don't understand about Bible prophecy, and it's going to line up with what I've been teaching.
Very good.
Is that good enough?
That's good enough, Charlene. Do you want to close it in prayer?
No, you can. You didn't say a prayer lately.
I haven't said one lately. Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus and by your blood, by your stripes, Father. You are my Savior. I ask, Father, for forgiveness in any of my sins. I ask for forgiveness of others that they may be come to you, Father, and they may know who you are. And I'm asking you, Father, to send warring angels against the enemy, Father, and stop the enemy from what they are doing. Send warring angels against this Pope. Send it against this Nimrod thing. Send it against Washington, D.C. and all these evil people that occupy the capital of the United States. The congressmen, the senators, the so-called president, non-elected Biden, Harris, the non-citizen. I ask for exposure of these people. I ask for the people to wake up to what is really going on, and the fools, Father, keep them from dying from this shot. Get people to understand not to take it. I'd ask for these things to be done. I'd ask for an awakening on the amount of deaths from this. And I'd ask you, Father, to keep your angels of protection around Charlene, around myself and others. And I ask for special healing for someone that's not in this country that I know that needs prayer. He needs it bad. And I'd ask for his healing, Father. And I'd ask for you to get him out of where he's at and bring him back to America. And I'd ask that in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ. I ask you, Father. And Father, one other thing. We have a 70-degree day, and they are chemtrailing us to death. I'd ask for those chemtrails to go to naught, not be effective at all, not get in anybody's lungs, not contaminate anybody or anything else. And I'd ask it in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and by your stripes. Amen. Charlene, thank you for being on with me.
Welcome.
It's always my pleasure. Have a good one, folks.